Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio on a lovely Wednesday night. All right, y'all, this your man, Father Time. I'm going to do things a little differently tonight. I'm having a little problem, so enjoy this song right quick while I work on it. All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. I think I fixed all my little issues. What's happening, Janine?
Hey, how you doing?
Just chilling. All right, we got quite a few people with us. If y'all want to, y'all got to push one so I can bring you in. Other than that, I ain't going to bring you in. So you better push one. What's up, Mick? What's up, Liquor Store? They don't never push one, so.
What's going on, lady? How you doing?
Huh?
I say, what's going on, lady? How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I knew this was you. I said, this ain't nobody but 5 to 10 playing this song.
You know me. You know me. I like to get that slow groove going on. My man, he just want to listen to that rap shit. I ain't got time for all that shit. I want to slow it up. You know, I'm that type of motherfucker that go to the club and want to slow dance. You know, I ain't trying to sweat.
Oh,
I want to get a little slow grind in. You know, grab a little booty every once in a while.
I mean, it's good to slow dance, but, you know, it's fun to dance, too. I like to do both, really.
Well, not me. I can't dance, so I don't even go out there and try. You know what I mean?
You can't
let me ask you a two question. Step? Oh, yeah. Oh, I get my little step on now. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, the little
But, you know, it's so hard
guys,
to find
so
a club that play that kind of music. Huh?
I mean, it's just a little two-step. I ain't talking about stepping, but you don't do the little two-step, you know, that men do?
Uh-uh. Only stepping I do is the R. Kelly type stepping.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the fastest I can go. You know, I can't be dangerous. I don't know how to do the stanky leg, and I don't know how to do none of that shit. I don't even know if they still do that shit. I can do an electric slide, though.
Oh, my goodness.
I can still do an electric slide. That's one dance I did learn. So go figure. Let me ask you a question. I got to step outside for this one. All right, just to let everybody know I'm outside, so... If you push one, I'll get to you. But you know, can't let my wife hear this conversation.
Yeah.
All right, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
I used to date this woman, right, before I met my wife.
Uh-huh.
We messing around and everything. You know, and I kinda liked her, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, really liked her. So, you know, we mess around 3-4 months, something like that. I'm like, we need to take this to the next level. You know, let's get into a relationship. She
okay,
wants
you
that,
said
right?
That? Oh, so
yeah,
you
this
said
is what I'm.
That. Okay.
Yeah, I said that.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, let's take it to the next level. Let's start a relationship. She didn't want that shit, right? She was like,
okay.
No. You know, I just got out of a bad relationship. I ain't trying to get in no relationship. You know, all that bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool. So we still mess around for a couple more weeks. Then I met my wife at the movie theater.
Okay.
So I start hanging out with her instead
mm-hmm.
of hanging out with old girl.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Now she's coming at me. You know, hitting me up on Facebook and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, wait a minute.
You
now,
mean,
when I want
you mean
be...
now? You mean now today or after
yesterday?
You met your wife? Oh, this just happened.
This was yesterday. You know, she.
I don't understand. What happened when you met your wife? I mean, okay, so you just stopped talking to the girl at that time?
I stopped dealing. I got into a relationship with my wife. So I stopped dealing with her. You know what I'm
so
saying?
Did you tell her what I wanted? But did you tell her
I
that,
told
though,
her.
Or did y'all just stop talking?
No, we had a little conversation. We left the drinks. We had a conversation. I let her know, you know, well, I'm in a relationship now, so, you know, I can't mess around with you anymore, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And she was cool with it. She was like, okay, cool, you know, I can respect that and all that bullshit, right?
Yeah.
And yesterday, she sent me a paragraph yesterday.
Uh-huh.
You know, talking crazy, talking about, you know, I miss you and all this other old crazy shit. You should come see me, give me an address and shit. I'm like, man, wait a minute, man. When I wanted that, you didn't want it. So now I go find somebody else, now all of a sudden you want it. What the fuck is that shit?
Yeah, now, I don't know if I should, like,
I should. Should I just message back and cuff ass out? Or should I just be like,
no,
you know, ignore it like I didn't see it?
I mean, because I kind of remember when you had talked about getting married and stuff. So it's been like what? It's been what, a year, 2 years?
I've been married for 2 years now.
2 years, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So 2 years, I could even understand if she came back to you while y'all were still dating. Or, you know, right after you told her that. But to come back 2 years later, she on some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, just hit me up out the clear blue sky.
Especially if you ain't never went back to her or nothing like that.
Never.
And then all those people contacting you out the blue, that don't even make no sense.
Like it's some slick shit going on.
Yeah, that's what it, yeah. I don't even know if I would respond. Cause she might change your message to make it seem like you said something you didn't.
You know what I'm saying? No, I don't know. But I did really like her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did want to take that next step, but she was like, no. So now I go find somebody. Now all of a sudden, you ready?
Yeah.
See,
it's
too late.
Really, what it sounds like to me is she probably had somebody else anyway.
Probably.
And maybe she thought it was going to work out with that person, and that shit didn't work out, so now she want to come back.
Oh, no, I ain't no sloppy seconds. I'm serious. I don't get down like that. Those sloppy seconds rolling on. So that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of messed me up. That's like my ex-wife sending me a message.
Uh-huh.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, that don't sound right. I wouldn't even trust it.
Yeah, I don't.
Have you told your wife about it? I'm assuming
nope. Not,
since she went outside.
Nope. And don't plan on it either.
I mean, why not?
Might take it, you know, may take it to left field.
What
Carla,
you
what's happening? Who this? Oh, hold on.
Selena.
Carla, what's happening? What's happening, Selena?
Hey, this is Selena. What's going on?
Chilling like a villain. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Relaxing. What's up,
Janine coming up with some old crazy stuff.
You
know how she is.
Crazy nothing.
You know how she
you
is.
Gonna, that's you going to get in trouble when your wife found out that girl messaging you and you didn't tell her.
Uh-oh.
If you don't have nothing to have, then why not tell her? You can show her the message and see what she thinks.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. I mean, I'm not going to take your advice, but I do believe it's a very good point.
Yeah. I'm just saying. So what if the girl messaged your wife or something, trying to mess, and now you got to come back and tell her anyway?
Well, I don't think it's going to go that far.
Because if you don't respond, okay, so what you going to do? If you don't respond, what if she get mad because you don't respond to her?
That's on her. Ain't got nothing to do with me.
Okay, but I'm saying, what if she get mad and then message her wife?
Then you starting shit. Now you starting
shit. She starting stuff already by messaging you. She know you married.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah, you're right.
I'm just saying.
I can't jump around it. I just thought it was weird because it just came out of left field.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, I don't know if I can trust that.
I mean, I know it's nice to feel wanted.
I feel like that every day, though.
I'm just saying, when somebody out the blue just come, I understand that's a good feeling, but I don't see
it
why.
I ain't going to lie about it. It is.
But that don't
mean I was flattered.
You shouldn't. See? I don't see why there's nothing, a reason why you shouldn't tell her, though. Just to have it out there, so just in case any mess come up, you can already say you said something.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. I actually may take your advice. It's 50-50 right now. Now let me ask this.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a picture today. I saw a picture. Selena, mm-hmm. You know what picture I'm talking about because you commented on it.
Which one?
The one with the hair. With the pubic hair.
That was horrible.
That was not a sexy look. Did you see that picture, Janine?
No,
Facebook,
I haven't.
Cincy radio page?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it.
That shit look like a jungle.
That was disgusting.
Well, somebody still ain't cutting their shit.
She ain't cut her shit since she was born.
She ain't even trimmed that. Yeah,
ever.
It is.
Since she
was
born.
Some men that like that shit. I swear,
really
some men that like that shit though, for real.
Yeah, for real.
I don't think I know none.
I do. Oh, first.
I don't think I know none. You need to look. I think you need to see that picture.
Yeah, I probably will. Even when it wasn't in style, because of course we all know I know I didn't used to, But even back then, when it wasn't even in style to cut your hair down there, I used to comb my shit.
you weren't walking around with ponytails, was you? You had no ponytails going on, did you? You down there braiding your shit?
I just called it. It had to look nice and straight to me. I just couldn't. Like you comb your hair, I comb my shit down there. I ain't even lying.
Wow.
So it never looked nasty or nothing like that.
You actually took a comb to it?
Yeah.
Like you combing a baby doll's hair?
Yes, I did it.
Damn.
Wow.
I sure did.
I couldn't wait to come in. I don't know when it was in style, but it changed.
Then when it came in style, and that's when everybody started, cutting and trimming and shaving and stuff like that. But, yeah.
I thought that was always in style.
I don't think so. I want to say when, shit,
I'm a hairy ass person. That shit had to go when I was, I think I was 13. And it wasn't sexual. That shit was just hot. Oh, I hate it.
I mean, wow. You just didn't hear about people. You didn't hear about people shaming. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It didn't, like, become really popular until I know I got a little, you know, I was probably in my 20s or something like that. When you actually started hearing more and more about it and people shaving all the time.
Well, I don't think I've ever known nobody to actually comb it. Got one of them big ass Afro picks down there picking little shit. I don't think I ever seen that shit before.
Well, now you heard somebody. I did.
Hey, to each his own. You didn't perm it up, did you?
No, I did not put no
perm
on my
shit. Oh, okay.
Burned the hell
yeah, I don't know. Perm it up and slick it down, put some of that gel shit on it.
Nope,
be
I
hard
had
as a brick down there.
I just had my own little special combing brush, and I used it just for that, and I would comb it and brush it, just like I combed and brushed my hair.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
it's
it was
a true
straight
story.
It was straight and silky.
I'm going to come in your room. You ain't got nothing but Afro Sheen bottles all over the place. What's all this shit for?
Oh, my shit
wow,
wasn't
that's crazy.
My shit was, you know how some people's hair was just, you know, it was rough down there and stuff. Man, I just made sure mine wasn't like that.
You walk around with that good soft stuff, that silky. My shit is silky. Straight hair. Wow. I did not know women did that shit. I didn't know. A lot of shit.
Well,
on,
I don't know how many. I don't know how many have actually done that, but I know I did.
Well, I'm pretty sure you ain't the only one that done it. I about guarantee you that. All right, we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one. Selena, what's on your mind?
Nothing much. I'm listening to y'all reading the book at the same time. Listening.
You listening and reading at the same time?
Yeah.
That's some hella fab multitasking right there.
Smoke.
You can listen and read and smoke at the same time?
Yep.
Y'all some bad motherfuckers, boy. Y'all some bad motherfuckers.
I know, right?
All right, y'all, I just found this new song. Y'all tell me if y'all like this. Somebody asked me to play it, so I'm going to play it. I ain't never heard it before, so. If y'all don't like it, I'll never play the motherfucker again. But here we go. Tell me if y'all like this.
Ain't no other girls all your kisses. All night on my phone. When you talk, I listen. Texting all in the kitchen. Breaking all of these dishes. Your crib on my bed. It don't make a difference. I'm licking on your body, girl. I'm feeling on your booty. Know you really want to do the nasty. Girl, I love it when you get on your knees. You make me disappear like magic. Girl, you don't even know.
Y'all think Jamie Foxx called You Change Me?
Hated it.
What y'all think?
Hated don't it? Like it. Hated it.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Janine?
Nah, I ain't care for that too much.
I didn't either. I just don't want to be the one to say that. But now, let me ask y'all. Do women really do that? Do you get in a relationship to try to change a guy?
Do what?
Do you get in a relationship to try to change the guy?
No. You can't change nobody. Had a woman change herself. Anyway,
I'm saying.
What?
Okay, listen, this is what I'm saying. Okay, you meet this dude, right? Y'all date for a little while. He got some little things about himself, you know, that you don't particularly care about. Nothing major, just small things. You know, a few little small things here and there that he do that you may not like. But now you know that going in before you start the relationship. So once you start the relationship, those little things that bother you, you don't try to get him to change that?
If it's little things, I mean, shit, it don't bother me. It don't bother you. I mean, you know, it'll bother me, but I get over it clearly. This way,
but
do what you want.
It's stuff that he always do, though. It just really, it gets on your nerves, but not to the point to where you're ready to be like, you know what, fuck it. Just little things that just get under your skin just a little bit. Not enough to make you leave.
Mm-hmm.
But just enough to make you think about it.
Why do you keep wearing this fucking tidy whitey? Like shit like that. Like, I've been wearing this shit since you met me. Like, I don't care. Just say, hey, wear the wreath. Wear the wreath. How about you? Like shit like that.
Just little shit. Would you try to change that in it?
Yeah,
I don't see that as changing somebody. I see things as, you know, we helping each other grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like anything I you know, try to help you with or things like that, just like I would feel the same if you try to tell me something, I wouldn't feel like I shouldn't feel like you trying to hurt me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or tell me something that's going to hurt me. So, you know, me as the woman, I wouldn't do that to you. You know, you should feel like if you with somebody that you truly love, you shouldn't feel like whatever they tell you is something that's going to help you, not hurt you.
Right, right. And if you feel like that, you should be with me.
Okay, I'm going to give y'all a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dating both of y'all, not at the same time, though. But I'm dating mm-hmm. both of y'all. I meet you in the club. We met in the club.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go to the club.
Mm-hmm.
You just happen to be there. You just happen to be there with your girls that one particular night. You're really not a clubber. You just
mm-hmm.
happen to, you just wanted to get out that night. We met. We started dating. I know you're not a clubber, but I'm a clubber. I want to go out every Friday and Saturday. You don't. Now, would you try to make me stop going to the club? Because sooner or later, that's going to get on your nerves. It's going to irritate you after a while. You got to go out every single weekend? Well, I met you at the club, so you know I like to go to the club. But now we're in a relationship, you don't want me to go to the club.
Well, that happened to me.
Well, how did you handle it?
Huh?
How did you handle it? Did you try to change him? Try to get him not to go to the club as much?
You don't understand. I was the one at the club.
Gabby.
No, so it was the opposite. And he didn't want me to go out anymore.
So what did you do? Did you stop going out?
And I said the same thing you said. You knew when you met me, we were not like that. We like to go out. We like to hang out. We like to go out for drinks. You know, it wasn't that I was, just going out having fun, whatever. But after we had been together like a year or so, whatever, we were living together, he's stalking me all at the clubs and stuff like that. I had to make the decision. Yeah, at first I did feel like he was changing me, trying to change me and things like that. And of course you do feel like that person should accept me for who I am if that's how I was when I first met him. But then I had to think about it. Why is he telling me that? And then I had to look at myself and okay, I'm getting older. He wants to be a family. And what he was telling me wasn't going to hurt me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's about how you perceive things. And, I think I just have to take a look at what he was trying to help me do. You know what I'm saying? And we kind of came to a compromise because he was the homebody. I was the outgoing person. So I kind of pulled him out of his shell a little bit, and he pulled me back in. You see what I'm saying? So we kind of like evened it out.
So you just went to the club once a week instead of twice a week?
No, that's when we started doing threesomes, and then we just started going all the little orgy parties and stuff. So then, therefore, or we would go to like little clubs together, but they would be like little orgy parties and stuff at clubs and stuff like that. So it was kind of like I still was able to hang out, but then he found something that he liked to do because he didn't just like going to just like no regular club and stuff like that. He never did that. But he would go to like the little orgy parties. He just liked to watch.
Hell, I'd go to that motherfucker too. Everybody walk around butt naked. I'm there. Fuck the club.
So I just had to find something that he liked too. So it was a compromise.
Mm-hmm. It's most relationship. Black. Well, lots.
That's a hell of a compromise. That's a compromise I can go for. I can agree to that. I don't agree to a lot of ones, but I can agree to that one. I'm okay. I'm okay with this one.
Lord.
I mean, everybody walk around butt naked? Everybody?
Yeah,
as soon as you hit the door, you got to take your clothes off.
It wasn't all like that. It would be like little costume sex parties and stuff like that. It was all different types of stuff where we get to dress up and
I had my little nurse's outfit on. I mean, it was, you know, we was, it was fun. Yeah. I just like to have fun. So there was a lot of stuff going on.
You probably would have to leave me at home for that one. I ain't good at those kind of parties.
What you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, we talked about that before. If I pay my money,
oh,
to
you
can. You know, ain't no no. Can't say no. I paid my money to get up in here.
You
I should be able to get whoever I want.
No.
You say they charge you,
like
right?
That. Yeah, they charge you to get in, but. And then me and a friend of mine, we used to sell the little sex toys. So we had our little booth and everything. Selling sex toys and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
So we had the little booth going on, selling our little sex toys. But then, you know, so he could get to go up. Because, you know, on the main floor, it was just people, you know, conversating and stuff like that. It wasn't none of that going on. But then, like, if you go upstairs, that's where they, everybody was having sex and orgies and all type of stuff. And he would go up there. So it was just like... You know, we would have our own little fun. He couldn't stay away too long anyway, because he would try to watch and make sure ain't nobody trying to get me.
That's me right there. That's me all day. I couldn't even enjoy
watch
myself.
For a little while. Yeah, he would go watch for a little while, then he'll make his way back down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll watch other people, but I'm not watching my girl.
No, I ain't never do nothing at the party. We would like meet people. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like that was a good way for us to meet girls and stuff like that. And I remember this one girl. Oh, she was hot too. God damn. And he wanted her bad. He was like kept following her around and trying to talk to her and stuff like that. He didn't want her no more after he seen her. He couldn't find her. He had lost her for a second. She had to went upstairs. It was like four niggas fucking her. He was like, I don't want her no more.
Damn. They running trains at the party?
Yeah, it was a whole bunch. And then it was like some girls getting in on and stuff like that. Yeah, it was, yeah, he get down like that sometimes. But she was hot, though. I was like, damn, she getting down like that.
Four motherfuckers?
Yeah.
She hanging with all of them?
Mm-hmm. She was having a good time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was. OG. I'm
sorry,
pretty
damn.
Sure they was having a good time, too. OD? And you pay your money to get in for some shit like that?
Yep. Couples, it would only be like $30, $40 maybe. It depends on who was hosting the party. So, but if you were single men, they would charge like $70 for you to get in. If you was a single man by yourself.
Oh, see, that's that bullshit right there. That's straight up bullshit. I got to pay $70 because I didn't come with nobody.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Correct. So, you know, that's why some men would bring a lady just to try to get the cheaper price. Oh,
I would. I'm
going to
pick a motherfucker up off the street. Hey, you
but you can't just be
you
can't just be picking up people and not telling what type of party it is. That's what some of the men used to do.
Well, stay your ass on the first floor. I'm going to the second floor.
Well, they don't.
You say they
know
talk
what
on the first
party
floor, right?
It is. But people about half naked. We got on pajamas. It's what you call them sex videos showing on the TV. They know what type of party it is as soon as they walk in the door. That don't mean...
There you go.
You know, even, even though on the first floor you're not doing nothing, but still, you know, people still have negative, you know, people walking in like, what the fuck you done brought me to?
You can wait right here. I'll be right back. I got to run upstairs right quick. I'm getting upstairs, and I'm not paying no $70, dude. That's discrimination.
What? No, it's not.
Yes, okay, how much do single women have to pay to get in there?
They were free. Because you have
there
to,
you
make
go.
It, to make it where you have a nice number of people that's even. You can't have all these men and then you don't have enough women, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that part I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But if I pay $70,
mm-hmm.
I'm fucking somebody. Ain't no no to me. Ain't no, you can't say no. I spent $70 mm-hmm. getting this motherfucker. You got it for free. Fuck that.
Oh,
that's a lot of money to me. For a party? And then I get upstairs, motherfucker talking about, no, I don't choose you. You out your motherfucking mind. Better get my $70 then. I choose you.
Oh my goodness.
Just saying.
Well, that's why it's not good for you to go.
Well, hey, $70, I'm hitting somebody.
Well, please, Selena. Selena's still here.
Nah, she got off.
Wow. I was going to ask her, has she ever been to one before?
That'd be a good question for her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but we got people listening. If y'all want to join the conversation, you got to push one, and I'll bring you in. Now, how often did y'all do the parties? Once a week, twice a week, once a month?
Well, I was in two different clubs, so I want to say maybe twice a month because each of them would have a party maybe once a month. So I would say like twice a month. And then sometimes we went, sometimes we didn't, depending on what we had going on that weekend because we did a lot of threesomes. So we would always go to hotels on the weekend. So
and
it was a club? Huh?
You had to join a club? How did you find out about this shit? I mean, somebody just walk up to you and give you a business card?
No, I think one of the girls I was talking to was telling me about it. It's like a network of people. You just find out about it. And then she gave me the email who I needed to email. So then I emailed her. And then you have to have
Hold on, Janine. Selena, is that you again? We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Oh, that's Drew.
Oh, what's up, bro?
Hello, Drew. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we talk about something right up your alley. But I'll bring you in a second, Drew. Go ahead and finish your name. How'd you find out about it?
Well, and then, you know, after I emailed her, she was just, you know, me and her got talking, and she was telling me about their club and how long they've been doing their parties and stuff like that. And then she gave me, she asked me if I wanted to join, and she gave me a card. Because you have to
was
have
it
a
like
card
fees?
To get in. Huh?
Did you have, like, dues you had to pay every month?
It was a small fee that they charged, but they really make their money from the actual party. You know what I'm saying? They don't really charge you for the card. I think they just have to for business purposes or whatever, but it wasn't no big fee. It was probably, like, $20 or something like that. But they get their money from the actual parties. and I think they parties at that one club. It was at this it was this huge house on the south side of Chicago. So that's where that party used to be at. But then I was in this other club where it was at an actual club. So they would like kind of buy out that club certain nights of the month. And then send out their invitations for everybody. And some of them, you just have to, you know, be on their email list so you will know when the party's going on, you know. Actually, it was a different one, too. It was one like this orgy house right down the street from where I used to live, too. So it was three of them. I had a lot of shit going on back then. I had a lot of stuff going on, but it was interesting. I used to like to go to that one
sure
because that's why white folks and white folks, they know how to party.
All right, Drew, let me ask you, man. When you were doing your club thing, How did you advertise it?
Oh, I had a Yahoo group. It was like a Facebook group, whatever. But it was on Yahoo. And that's how I advertised it. Like, when I had parties and stuff, I put it in the group.
Okay. Now, I mean, that part I understand, but how do you know who to invite and who not to invite? You know what I mean? If you don't know them personally.
The only people I invited was the people that's in my group. If I had 40 people in my group, they were the only people that was invited. Just like she said, you had to have a membership card. So everybody had a card, and that's the only people that could get in. They had a card.
Okay, all right, let me ask you this. You got your group together, right? I'm not in your group. You know what I mean? But I want to get in your group. I hear about your group. I come to you. Like, yo, man, I want to get in the group. What's your criteria?
Yeah. I mean, it's really no criteria. It's like, you know, you have to know somebody in the group in order to get in the group. So, like, if you need somebody in there, they will bring it to me, you know what I'm saying? And I would, based off their judgment, you know what I'm saying? If I'm cool with them and they say you all right, then I'll let you in.
Like a referral process.
Okay.
You have to be referred.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much you charge
to
get in?
Yeah, that's what I was just I was listening to what y'all was saying earlier. I charge, like she said, $40 a couple. You know what I'm saying? But I only charge $60 for single guys. And the reason why guys pay more, because like single females only pay $10-$15. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, like she said, they free. But the reason why guys pay more money single, because most people that comes in there are in couples. You know what I'm saying? Or they married. So they have something to lose, meaning that, you know, they giving you their wife or they giving you their husband. You know what I'm saying? So if the single guy coming in there, he's paying $70 or whatever and fucking all these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? What is he giving up? You know what I'm saying? He ain't giving up nothing. And that's the reason why they charge so many. And then it's only a limit to how many single guys come in there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like my limit was like 8. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Because you're going to have more guys in there because you got couples. You might have 15 couples. That's 15 guys right there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus another 8.
All right, so if I came in there,
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say,
go ahead.
What you had said earlier, no means no. So you can't come in there and pay your $70 and think you finna fuck. If a woman say no, that's a wrap. You can't do nothing. You just paid your $70.
That's
no means no.
That's bullshit, man. I paid my money to get
on
the computer.
Don't dismiss our sad. We done told him that many a times. He can't be coming in there talking about what he going to take because he paid his money.
I paid my money to get in like everybody else. How can you tell me no? You know, I mean, everybody's in there for the same reason, right? Everybody's there for the same reason.
No,
well,
people in there for
true.
Different reasons, though.
And that's
yeah,
not
that's not true. Yeah. You know, some people come in there just like I have. White come from Arkansas all the time, right? all he wanted to do was watch his wife get fucked. That's all he wanted. He didn't participate or do anything. All he knew, he just wanted to watch his wife. And that got him off.
Mhm.
If I would have paid my $70, I would have got with his wife.
That's if she wanted to. If she didn't want to, then you wouldn't have got with his wife.
Well, she shouldn't be in there because that's what we're in there for. I mean, I don't think it's fair that you can't just pick and choose if you pay your money. I don't think that's fair. I mean, I ain't never been to one before. But I think fair is fair. Right is right, wrong is wrong.
I didn't never sleep with anybody when I went. I didn't sleep with anybody. But we paid our money.
You shouldn't have went then. That's the whole purpose. Isn't that the whole purpose?
No, it's not the whole purpose. Okay, we just go to have fun, mingle, and meet other people. Other like-minded people. That don't mean we have to have sex with people when we go. I ain't never had sex
okay.
with
nobody. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever met somebody in there and had sex with them outside of it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, that's my whole point. You went there for a particular reason.
But we didn't have sex there. I met a few females, and we met outside the club, yeah.
Well, okay, now, Drew, let me ask you this question. Ain't that fucking with your business?
Yep.
If they hook up outside
what?
The club?
Oh, no. How's it messing with my business?
Exactly. We still going to the party.
Yeah, they going to come back to the party anyway. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, how's that messing? I can't control what goes on outside.
That's
just like you go to a restaurant, you go to a club, and you meet somebody, and y'all hook up afterwards. That is still ain't stopping the club from opening up every week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my thing is this. Okay, if I got a house like that, right? I'm inviting all these people over so everybody can get busy. Now, if you meet somebody in the house and y'all get busy outside of the house, how is that helping me? Because I invited you to the house to get busy in the house to help my business. I don't see how y'all helping me by hooking up outside. Y'all met in my house, but now you're doing your thing outside of the house. How's that helping me?
Now we're happy that we met somebody, and now we're bringing more people to your party.
So they can hook up outside of the house.
What you mean?
Man, I had to have some bodyguards in my dough.
It's just like if we had fun at the party, we met people, hell, and then you bring other people with you next time. Hell, I used to do that all the time, bring other couples and stuff like that who wanted to go see how it was.
Man, what's the most you made in one night, dog?
Probably about $2,500.
Man, I got motherfuckers. Ain't nobody leaving out. Once you in, you in till we close.
What is you talking about?
I'm just saying, man. Ain't no hooking up in the house and then leaving. No, I don't think that's right. I mean, that's just me.
I'm not saying we left that same night.
Okay.
We would stay till the party was over, but I'm saying we would hook up and talk and conversate with people, and then maybe on a different night is what I'm saying. Or maybe then next week, because it was never a party every week. You know what I'm saying? And we might hook up that next weekend or something like that, but it wasn't the same night.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's understandable. I'm thinking y'all hooking up and then going to the hotel from my crib.
No.
That ain't
no.
right.
Mm-mm.
All right, what's the wildest thing you've seen at one?
What
I mean, the girl
me?
Taking on four dudes is pretty wild. Either one of y'all.
What's the wildest thing you've seen? I mean, Drew, you used to host. What's the wildest thing you've seen at one of your parties?
Man, I didn't see all type of shit.
I mean, give me something that made you say, like, damn.
I mean, the double P, you know what I'm saying? Double penetration, you know what I'm saying? That's probably
wow.
The loudest I didn't see anything.
We.
I don't know. Didn't nothing surprise me, so I just seen all type of shit. People in the jacuzzi, people in the shower, people in the bathrooms, people on the balcony outside sucking dick, people on the swing fucking, the orgies. I mean, it was just shit, a lot of shit going on.
Man, I had to pop me up. I'd take me a Viagra before I go up in there. I had to pop one of the little blue pills. Going up in there. What are you need it for? I'm just saying, that's me. I can't go to that kind of shit, so who am I fooling?
Yeah.
Y'all have to call the police on me. I'll be in the shitty party now because somebody told me no.
Yeah. But, you know, people can get a little touchy-feely. Like, you know, they don't just try to, you know, take you or nothing like that. But, you know, you walk past and they think you're cute. They'll rub on you and shit like that.
Oh, I would do that too. I paid $70 to get up in here. I'm touching something.
And rub on your ass and sit right there when you walk past them and stuff. So,
I mean, it's not against the rules, right?
Because I'm okay with it. I didn't ever say anything. It didn't bother me.
You're damn right. I mean, I got a naked ass woman walking past me 3-4 times. I'm gonna reach out and touch. I'm sorry, I am. I mean, I don't think she could get mad. She walk around butt naked. That's what we here for. I'm just saying, just in my opinion.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm just gonna stay out of there. I'm not even going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But I am actually going to search for a group, though. I'm going to search.
You know,
I'm
going to
see if I can find one
in
Minnesota.
I'm sure you'll be able to find one up there, because that's all I knew was gay folks up there. But down here, well, I tell you, it's some garbage down here. I was like, I need to go back to Chicago.
What's the difference?
I don't know. You know, the couple of ones I found, they like all white. And I'm trying to look for a variety. One that, you know, a mixture of people go, I don't want just all white club. I don't want to be a part of all white club. Them motherfuckers, they be crazy. I done been to a few of them.
I mean, okay, what's the difference? What's the difference between an all-white one and a mixed one? What's the difference? Ain't it all the same?
I mean, it's the same type of party, but the people, it's just different people. And I don't know about them. You know, they be shit. They be fucking on pool tables right out in the open. It ain't no area when them white folks party. There's no area that's safe.
Well, see, that's the one I need to go to. I bet you ain't nobody in there saying no. I bet you ain't nobody saying no up with the white folks.
Oh, goodness.
I didn't pay mine.
Oh, my God. Damn.
They probably charging $100. instead of 70, they want 100.
Well,
pay your 100, ain't nobody gonna say no.
They are generally priced around the same. It's pretty much the same in regards to the prices, but yeah, I don't know. I just haven't found one down here that I could go to.
Well, hey.
Not yet.
Like you say.
Listen.
They got to be out there. You just got to, I guess you got to search a little harder.
I do be looking.
I mean, hey, I'm going to find me one. I probably won't go to it, but I'm going to investigate that motherfucker. They ain't going to let me in. He look like he going to start some shit. Don't let him in. Get a motherfucker some counterfeit 20s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
See if that motherfucker have a gang of fun.
Jesus,
you feel me? I mean, hey, it's a party, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying. It's a party, so let's party. Let me in the party. So, hey, we got about 20 minutes to go, so I'm going to let you, what you want to talk about. You know, I really gave
me
my schooling. Yeah, you.
Oh, goodness.
What's
on your mind? What, Julian left?
Yeah, he got off.
Oh. Oh, goodness.
Liquor store sitting
what?
On here, though. What's happening, liquor store? She ain't talking, though.
I did have something to talk about. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Speak on it.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say. Not that I want to get on the topic of kids, because I did not want to talk about kids, but I just wanted to say this. You know, we as parents, you know, we look back and you know, everybody knows we weren't perfect. You know, I don't think no parents were perfect. We did what we felt was best. And we might not have always made the right choices or whatever. You know what I mean? In life.
Right.
But, you know, some people take it harder than others because of their choices. But my thing is, it's never too late to make that change. You know what I'm saying? In order to be that parent that you want to be. And I just wanted to give an example because, you know, people always say, you know, I was a single mother for a long time and stuff
okay.
like that, you know. And, you know, people always want to talk about, oh, she's a single mother. She got all these kids and this and that. And my kids turned out great. You know what I mean? But then you have some parents or some kids who was raised with both parents. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Both parents and your child fucked up. So
yeah.
That don't make a difference is what I'm trying to say. You see what I mean? See, and that's what I'm saying. People try to say that it do, but not all the time. Because just because you in a two-parent home don't mean your child going to come out right. That's all I'm saying.
I do agree with that.
Circumstances, I'm just saying there are many circumstances can occur where your child just not going to be right. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean just because I'm a single parent, my child was going to be fucked up, is what I'm saying.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe, because like you said, there's two-parent homes and a kid just as fucked up as a single-parent home kid.
Exactly. So I don't think that's the, like, determining factor. I mean, I think there are just different things that go into it. That's all I'm saying. There's many variables that goes into that. But as far as being a parent is concerned, anyway, we don't have no book. Nobody has a manual. You do the best you can. And hell, everybody's going to make mistakes. Everybody make mistakes. Sometimes we don't make the right choices. But hell, you move past it. You know what I mean?
I agree
you
with you.
Past it. Because, you know, and I'm just giving an example because my sister-in-law, you know, me and her were close. And, you know, people used to talk about, you know, me before I met her brother, you know, and before me and him got married, and they, oh, I can't believe he's talking to her, and all this and that. Like, I was just the most horrible person because I had kids. You see what I'm saying? Hadn't been married.
Well, his family
yeah,
can't believe he's talking to you?
Yeah, it wasn't his sister, but it was other people in their family and stuff like that. And, I mean, like their neighbors and some of his mother's friends. And, I mean, it was just a lot of different people who thought, like, I was beneath him. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
And because I had all these kids and hadn't been married and stuff like that. So, you know, when he started dating me and his sister was telling me and stuff like that. Now, me and his sister has always been close. We were always close and things like that. She was married to her kid's father, and they raised their kids together. Now, they daughters
cool.
lost her mind. Yeah, and it's cool. I think it's a good thing, whatever. They didn't just have to tell their daughter is pregnant. She's 15, 16? Told them she got pregnant on purpose. She was a big basketball. Yeah, that's what she told them. And this is what I'm saying. Just because you raised in a two-parent home, and hell, I ain't never seen them beat her. And, you know, I've been close to them. You know, that's my niece. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen them harm her in any way. But, you know, I don't live in their house, so, you know. But what I'm saying from what I saw, she had a decent life. She ain't never want for nothing. They didn't live in no, you know, bad neighborhood or nothing like that. She went to decent school. You had both parents, your grandparents, everybody there for her. She was a basketball star. Then all of a sudden, she got to high school. She just was like, she ain't going to school no more. She was skipping classes. They done kicked her out off the basketball team. Her life just went a totally different way. What do you say as a parent? You can only be,
that's
say,
a dude.
You know, you do the best you can.
Yeah, but her problem is that's a dude. She been influenced by a dude.
You think it's got boys and stuff?
It's the baby daddy.
But I'm saying this started as soon as she got in high school. So it's just like, you know, how do you push them to go in another direction when you feel like you raised them right their whole life or whatever? Like I'm saying, I'm sure they feel like they made some mistakes and maybe they look back and think of some things they should have did differently. I don't know, but I don't think they expected her to turn out like that.
I think every parent does that. When your kid is fucked up, you reflect
mm-hmm.
on, what, you know, where the fuck did I go wrong at? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
What did I do
yep.
wrong?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's on the parent. I mean, once you get in high school, you old enough, you know right from wrong. And if you do wrong, that's your choice. It has nothing to do
mm-hmm.
with the way I raised you. You decided to fuck up.
Exactly. So they feel like they washing her. They feel like they about to wash their hands of her. Because, I mean, you can only holler and scream at them or try to make them do what you want them to do for so long, and if they still rebelling, what you gonna do? Yeah, they teenagers. As far as they concerned, whatever. And you know, she told them, okay, well, I just gonna deal with my grandmother, her grandparents.
I kicked her ass. We got them call. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Nigga, I'm a new caller.
Oh, I ain't recognize your number, man. Don't talk to me like that.
Oh, okay. I'll let you get the show one night and you just go crazy, huh? What's happening?
Watch your mouth. Can't call it. But, Janine?
Yeah.
Tell him to kick her ass.
She did that. She got into a fight with her and broke her own hand. She broke her fingers. And she
broke
cab.
Her hand on her daughter's face?
I don't know what ooh, she ooh, said. Ooh. They got into it. They got into it or something and got into a big fight. And she said she ended up going to the hospital. She had, she had to fracture her fingers or hand or something she was saying. I was like, damn.
Shit, her daughter must got a hard-ass jaw.
I mean, but that's how they can make you mad like that sometimes. But that's why I just tell people, it ain't about, sometimes it's just not about whether they were raised in a two-parent household and stuff like that. And she had both her parents and grandparents and, you know, uncles and aunties. She had everything she ever could ever need or want.
And now you saying his family talking about you, but is anybody talking about her?
Exactly. I'm sure they don't. That's their family, you know. But they dogged me out like I wasn't shit. And I was like, And look at my kids.
Wow.
And I said, it ain't about that.
Damn, y'all not gonna even pull me in on what's going on, huh? Y'all just gonna keep talking. I ain't gonna get on the phone, huh?
Well, I figured you would have picked up on it by now. What she's saying is.
What are you talking about?
Well, if she stopped talking and listen, I tell you. She's saying that when she got with her ex-husband, his family was talking about her. Because she had kids, they never been married and all that kind of shit. But now the ex-husband's sister got a fucked up kid who grew up in a, you know, a mother-father home. Whereas her kids just, you know, she was a single mother. And now she said that just because you grew up in a two-parent home, you can still be a fucked up kid. You know how people say... Well, you know, you grew up in a two-parent home, your kids come out okay, and just like the single mothers, they got all the fucked-up kids. That shit ain't true, though.
Man,
that's what Janine is saying.
I was just saying there's different variables and different factors that go into it. That's all I'm saying. Just because you're a single parent don't mean your child have to come out a certain way. It's just you have to do certain things differently. But that don't mean just because you're a two-parent home and you there all the time don't mean your child is going to come out correct either. It depends on different variables that go on in the home. Like I said, don't nobody know what goes on in people's private home, you know, in the privacy of their homes. People don't really know. But I'm just saying, it ain't always the case.
Well, I can agree with that.
So can I. I mean, I'm from a single parent home. I think I came out all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I ain't got no felonies. You know what I mean? I ain't got no 20 kids running around this motherfucker. I think I came out all right.
Motherfucker, I can do what I want to do. Shit, I'm tired. Motherfucking shit.
I came out all right, goddammit. What the fuck, what you say? Ask my mama. She'll tell you I came out all right. Nobody love you like your mama.
So, of course, she's going to say you was all right because don't nobody love you like your mama.
Exactly.
Exactly. Anyway.
But I can say this, though. You know, you could be from a single mother house, right? It was three of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My mama raised all three of us by herself. Hey, I don't know what it is, but it's always that one. It's always one. And that one is my brother. Just fucked up from the time he was born. The time he could walk, he was trying to rob somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But then you have the same thing in the two. Okay, let's take the Cosby Show. Let's look at the Cosby Show. Two-parent home. Right? It was
mm-hmm.
four girls and one boy. Okay? Now, I don't give a fuck what your parents do for a living. If you got four girls, somebody getting pregnant. Somebody gonna get pregnant before marriage. You got four
mm-hmm.
girls. Mama is a lawyer, daddy a doctor. I don't give a fuck. Somebody is gonna come up pregnant. That's just the way. What's the odds that you raise four girls and don't none of them get pregnant until they marry? What's the odds of that happening? And now you look at Good Times. That's a double parent home. Well, actually, James died. James died on the show.
Damn.
And nobody was pregnant. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but JJ was in the gangs. Well, Thelma got pregnant when she was married, though, right?
I don't know about
she married
pregnant.
Keith.
Hey, he just died, too.
Who did?
The dude that played Keith.
Did he?
Oh, he died in real life?
Yeah, he just died about 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
Oh, damn, I didn't know that. But, you know, my point is it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? They grew up in the projects. They grew up in the middle class. And I just don't see how you can have four daughters and don't nobody get pregnant before marriage. Everybody waited till they got married to get pregnant. That's bullshit. I'm sorry. I thought the Cosby Show was one of the fakest shows on TV. That was not your typical black family. It was not your typical. That's not a black family that I knew. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at Good Times. See Michael getting suspended from school. JJ joining gangs. That's the shit I can relate to. You know, that's a black family. That's a typical black family to me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nothing about no damn Cosbys. You know what I mean?
Okay, can I ask
you?
How did the beginning of the show start, man? Because I seen a status to say that's how you're supposed to start the show off. So how did the show start?
I started off with some Choosy Lover.
Oh, okay.
The song. Oh, you talking about the song?
Yep. I started the show off with Choosy Lover by the Isley Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Well, we talked about my little situation.
Shout out to my girl, Mick say that's how the show's supposed to start off.
And then we was talking about Father Time situation with that girl sending him a message.
Right. See, I don't know which part she was talking about.
Mhm. Oh, and
I
then
hope
we
it was
talking about. Lover. Then we were talking about our hair down, our pussy hair, and how I was talking about how I used to comb, man, with a comb and a brush.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
How did y'all get to that to the comb? I want to hear about that. Why the hell y'all get to the Cosby Show?
We talked about that about an hour ago, dog.
That's still a great topic.
I mean, you know, before it was in style to really cut your hair, it wasn't really talked about back then about cutting your hair. So a lot of girls weren't cutting their hair like that back then, but I didn't like my hair nasty. I wanted my hair straight, so I would comb it. I combed my hair down there. I had my own little special brush and comb, and would comb and brush my hair, just like I would comb the hair on my head.
Well, I'll be damned.
That's the same thing I said.
It all
my papa, he ain't never
picture.
Heard that before.
I want somebody
on,
to
put my CNC. Did you see that picture?
You said
oh,
what?
Yeah, because that's how we got on that topic, because the picture on CNC.
What picture?
Oh, you didn't see the picture with old girl laying down naked with all that hair?
Oh, that was ugly.
That's where it started from.
Yeah, that's how we got on that part.
That was bowling shoe ugly.
And she was not combing it. Her shit was not combed at all.
That was that Angela Davis afro type shit.
Father Sam
yeah,
said, was
shit
I'm putting it in. Father Sam said, was I'm putting it in ponytails and shit.
He would have liked that shit too. Look at that shit. Look at that shit.
That's it. She might as well perm that motherfucker. Or permanent bitch, put some slick it down with some gel.
Yeah,
good to go.
Okay, that perm got on them lips if you wanted to.
Exactly.
Well, fuck
it. Well, that's when you wash it out.
I don't think you're
going to start burning.
You don't want the perm
burning.
On them lips.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Oh, my God. I don't know how y'all got to the Cosby Show, but okay.
Well, she was just talking about, you know, how people was treating her because she was a single mom. Ain't nothing wrong with being a single mother. Shit.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't make all the right decisions or the right choices. But that don't make me no horrible person, and I'm not going to go... You can't change what you did in the past. You know, you have to
no,
keep
you
moving
can't.
And do what's, you know, and try to do things better. That's all you can do.
All right,
there you go. You just learn from your past. Yeah, she was on for a second, but then she got off. She was on for a second, but she got off. She was on when we was talking about the sex parties.
Yeah,
Drew
chimed in, too.
Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute, y'all talking about the who?
We were talking about
sex parties.
Sex partners.
Sex
parties.
Oh, sex parties. Well, we throwing one?
No, he had asked me about, you had started another topic about... Who was that? Oh, about if a man or the man trying to, or the woman trying to change, would we try to change our man if it was something we didn't like about them or something that kind of irritated us a little bit, would we try to change them?
Right.
And your example was if the man liked going out to the clubs and the woman didn't like him, you know, didn't want him to go to the club anymore. And then I told him that was my situation, so it was opposite. I was the one that went to the club, and he didn't want me going to the clubs anymore. And he, you know, asked me what happened. I said, well, at first I was
like how you trying to change me, you knew I was like that, but then I had to sit down and think about it and was like, you know, okay, he's not going to tell me nothing to hurt me, so I started listening, but then I came up with a compromise, and my compromise was, you know, instead of him sitting at home all day and not doing nothing, and instead of me going to the clubs all the time, I found something that we like to do together, which was go to sex parties.
The only thing I got invited to was Red Lobster. Hey, well, I wish motherfucker would. Hey, what you doing today? And go to sex party? Yes. Yes, I would. Would you go, dog?
Shit, no, man. I couldn't go, man. I can't follow the rules.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't
well,
be able to follow the rules. I mean, if I got to pay $70 to get in there, $70? No, I can't do it.
That's only if you're coming by yourself. It's $70.
Come on, man. You just spent that on one stripper before, so goddamn.
Right, but, and she never said no.
Oh, my
God. But you only got four songs.
But she never said no. At the party, they can tell you no, and you can't do shit about it, but accept it.
Well, hell, I'm pretty sure everybody in the party ain't going to tell you no.
That's the point. If you spend $70, nobody should be able to say no, because everybody's there for one particular reason.
I mean, if you're that old motherfucker in there looking like gravy.
Yep, that's him. That's them.
Yeah, they're all right with my cowboy boots on.
They probably will say, you know.
With that damn velvet jogging suit on. Now, see, you got to go in there. You got to play the part.
It's always that one old motherfucker they lit in there, too. I don't know where they be finding that motherfucker from, but it's always that one old motherfucker that just be walking around watching everybody.
He done paid double. He said, fuck that, man. He going to pay $140 to get in. Fuck it.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I ain't paying no $140.
You got that damn baseball cap on with that velvet jogging suit with them Larry Johnsons on. No, motherfucker, you're not getting no pussy.
Oh, yeah, man.
I spend my money, so I'm getting something. I would have joined the four dudes with the one girl. I would have joined them. They wouldn't have knew.
You're going to get something. All right, escort it right the fuck out of there.
Get my money back. I ain't leaving until I get my money back.
That's your problem. You always think you can make the rules. You can't make rules
exactly.
There. So.
That's why I wouldn't even go, man.
I would not go.
I would go the first time.
Remember what we talked about last night? You being controlling?
Mm-hmm. No, what I'm saying is, if somebody invited me, I would go. I would go. I would scope it out. I'd check it out. I'll see what it's all about. But the next time, it's on.
Yeah, you said you're going to try to find one in Minnesota. Because I said, I sure can't find none down here. This bullshit down here is ridiculous.
No, I want to join the one down there with the white folks.
I don't know. Them white folks is crazy. I don't know if I could party with them.
Sorry, they put them motherfucking nipple clamps on his ass. He'd be all right.
No, I'm straight over. Ain't no nipple clamps going on over here, bro. Fuck that.
Saying.
I can't do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. You can't late, but we out of time.
I know, man. Shit, I've been working.
Janine, we had a pretty good show. It was just me and you for a good portion of the show.
Mm-hmm.
We just bounced all around this motherfucker.
You got any
last words?
It was good talking with you. I enjoyed myself. And I would definitely be on next week.
That's what's happening. What you got to say, dog?
Sorry if all the time ran everybody off the show. I'll be back next week.
How the fuck I run everybody off the show?
I don't know. I'm on call.
Show. All right, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening. Listening to us on the internet, CNCRadioShow.com. Same time next week, Knuckleheads, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. For you Indianapolis people. Peace, love, and hate, Greece, y'all.
And we out.